The likely new leader of the millions of Tibetan people is currently living much closer to you than you might think. Lobsang Sangye has a home in Medford and has spent the last 15 years as a research fellow at Harvard Law School. But next Tuesday, he's expected to be named the winner of the election for Kalon Tripa, or Prime Minister of the Tibetan Government in Exile. He's an unlikely selection, as he's the youngest of the six candidates and by far the least experienced. So when he joined us in the studio, we asked him first how he became the favored choice.
What I did, which normally any leader should do, is go to the people, introduce a little bit of American election campaign style. So I went to the people, interacted with the people, which seemed to have resonated, and I got the most vote in the preliminary round.
How do you handle an official position like this when there is essentially no country? As you pointed out, it's under occupation. Is one of the big challenges trying to lead a group of people scattered around the world?
Yeah, I think the complexity is reflected in the election itself. For example, Tibetans are scattered in 30 countries. So you have to essentially campaign in 30 countries, which is very difficult, but you do the best you can. Some places where Tibetans voted, or living in below minus degree cold weather, and they trek for a few hours to go to the polling booth, and the local election organizers travel a few days to get there. And from New Delhi to New York, from Australia to Alaska, Tibetans are scattered all over. So in that sense, it's a very complex society.
China's controlled Tibet since the 1950s.
Yes.
What's your take on the current political and military situation there? And are you hoping that during your term in office, you might be able to convince China to loosen its control?
Yeah, Tibet is under occupation. There is political repression, economic marginalization. It's a painful experience that Tibetans, inside Tibetans, are enduring. Just recently, to protest against the occupation of Tibet, one monk set himself on fire. And then instead of putting out the fire by the Chinese policemen, they were beating him up. And soon thereafter, he succumbed to death. Now the local people are protesting against that action. Now there is a standoff between the local population and the local Chinese policemen. So this kind of tragedy is an ongoing experience for Tibetans inside Tibet, and this ought to end. And if I'm fortunate enough to be elected, I'll do my best to reach out to the Chinese government to have a dialogue to resolve the issue peacefully and nonviolently.
Do you see the position of Kalon Tripa, the prime minister, taking on a greater significance in the immediate future since the Dalai Lama is preparing to relinquish his political duties to focus more on his spiritual ones?
I know with His Holiness' decision to devolve his political authority to elected leader, there is a bit of anxiousness, anxiety among Tibetan population. For me also, it's quite difficult to digest, emotionally.
Why is that?
Because he has been our leader for so long. He has done so much. He's a brilliant leader who has led us so efficiently. And to see a scenario where he will not play an active political role is difficult to digest for any Tibetans, because we have a very personal, emotional, like a kind of a family relationship. But he is my leader, and His Holiness Dalai Lama will always be my leader. And what we can do is do our best to fulfill his aspiration, his vision, to have a secular, democratic society where we can strengthen and sustain our freedom movement for as long as it takes to restore justice in Tibet.
What kind of relationship do you hope to have with him?
He's kind of a father figure. He's our leader, and he has said himself that even if he devolves his political power, he will be available for advice. And anyone who gets elected will definitely, seek his advice and guidance from time to time. And if I'm honored with the opportunity, I will definitely do so. And that kind of relationship will be there.
You're a research fellow at Harvard. You're living in Medford. If you win the election, would you lead from here or would you move?
If I'm fortunate enough to be elected, then I'll have to move to Dharamsala, where the Central Tibetan Administration is located, and it's a full-time job. And The salary of the Gallon Tripa is $400 a month.
What's $400? The salary is $400 a month?
Yes. And I will not have a cook. Most likely I have to cook myself because the present prime minister, he's a monk. So he lives a very Gandhian kind of austere life. So I'll have to adjust to that kind of lifestyle. But given the fact the Tibetans in Tibet are suffering, they're giving up their lives, I'm willing and happy to give up the comfort and privileges of, you know, People's Republic Cambridge and go to India and serve my people.
Lobsang Sangay was a research fellow at Harvard Law School and lives in Medford. On Tuesday, he's expected to be named the new leader of the Tibetan government in exile, based in Dharamsala, India.